Author's notes from the fic. Are you there, God? It's me, the Gotham / Metropolis RPF side of Tumblr, written by Hobiwan and read by K-Burb. Chapter 1 Notes. Cage, you are my honey bunch sugar plum, and I am your evil stinky potato. Thanks so much for your patience with this, keyboard smash. I love you too, Hobiwan. Chapter 3. Lex, you had one job. Con, la 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 la, I can't hear you. Using the multiple cow plushies Clark bought him to block out Lex's voice. Chapter 4. This fic is very different from what I originally started writing. In the original drafts, it was much more from Tim's POV, as compared to now where he has one scene from his POV. LOL, sorry, Tim. That's the way of life sometimes. Bruce had just found Tim's Tumblr and was not amused, and Tim had to develop a web of lies to stay in the RPF game. For some reason, I was convinced it would be the best thing ever if Khan only communicated through his 3DS, as in, all his Tumblr scrolling was through the 3DS internet browser. He somehow patched Discord onto it, and he made Lex do illegal modifications so he could do calls on the 3DS instead of a phone. I don't know why. Sometimes I take the bits too far. There was going to be this whole thing where Bruce, Janet, and Jack were very involved in fandom culture, but instead of Gotham / Metropolis RPF like Tim, they were obsessed with a long-running French comic called Homme Cerise. K-Burb can't do French. Let me try that again. Homme, I think I have right. Soares? Somebody help. As in Mouse Man. Because Batman in French is Homme Chavez-Soares. Again, I don't do French, and I'm too lazy to Google. But then I was like, why is Tim living with Bruce and going by Jake Wayne if Jack and Janet are still around, chilling online in the Homme Cerise AO3 page? Who knows? Killing me. Anyway, for various reasons, I did not keep any of that in the finished product, so I'm releasing it into the wind just for you, Cage. ILY, XO, 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 I hope you enjoyed. I did enjoy. These are not just author's notes, they're like podficker's notes after I devolved because I can't do French. I'm gonna stop recording this, crawl out of the pod closet, and then be like, oh my god, wait, that's so obvious how you'd pronounce that, but not today, in this exact second that I'm still recording. Anyway, my voice was so dead, honestly, by the end of chapter one, and then I just kept going, and then by the end of chapter three, I was like, I'm so fucked up right now. But then if I stop recording and I record chapter four a different day, then I'm going to have like a not. Anyway, I'm going to go gargle salt water and throat lozenges and hot tea with honey because apparently I can't record anymore at all. Oh my God, I'm just rambling. Anyway, Hobiwan, I know your real name, but I don't know if I could put those in these notes. Jeez Louise, Cage. I love you, too. And this was perfect the way it was. And I just adore it. And now I'm going to figure out how to make it clear that Khan is calling through a 3DS mic instead of a phone mic when he's on his Discord calls. Because you're right. It is fucking objectively funnier. And I just have to figure out how to make it grainy enough while people could still listen to the podfic. So off to figure that out while this runs through my leveling program. Okay, if you actually sat here and like clicked on the author's notes file and then listened to me ramble after I was done reading the author's notes because I've apparently lost it, thanks. Bye.